Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I've been talking about college basketball, which is fine, but we have literally the best in the business to actually give you some expertise. John Rothstein, our friend, CBS Sports college basketball analyst extraordinaire, host of College Hoops Today, the podcast, College Basketball Insider. You should follow him on Twitter at John Rothstein. He joins me right now. John, good morning. I know it's a busy time, buddy. Thanks for fitting us in.
Ben, great to be with you as always, my friend.
Appreciate you, buddy. So I took my son yesterday to Arizona Clemson here in L.A., and Henry, my 11-year-old, decided just randomly he's an Arizona fan, just he wanted to be, and we were expecting a lot of offense, and obviously Clemson, great start, great finish, able to win that game, and not to pick on Tommy Lloyd, but not the success that fan base wanted as a 2-seed this year, not the success obviously last year when they went down as a 2-seed in the first round of Princeton, and the year before, 1-seed, they lost a good Houston team, also in the Sweet 16. Is this Arizona team just, are they waiting for that breakthrough and it's a matter of math and they'll be there? Or is there just something about this program right now that they haven't been able to get over this hump?
Well, Bill, let's split the atom right now on how Arizona fans have been taken to the gates of hell for the last decade and a half. Tommy Lloyd, the last three seasons, tremendous regular seasons, but you lose in three straight NCAA tournaments to lower seeded teams. You lose last night to Clemson. You lose last year to Princeton, who was a 15 seed. You lose 2 years ago to a Houston team when you were a 1 seed that was a 5 seed that lost two starters, Marcus Sasser and Tremont Mark, to season-ending injuries. That's the Tommy Lloyd era. Sean Miller, who obviously had a lot of on-court success when he was at Arizona, went to the Elite Eight 3 times as the head coach of Arizona, 2011, 2014, 2015. In two of those three Elite Eight appearances, Arizona lost on the final possession. Then, 2013, Sweet 16, Arizona, Ohio State. Arizona does not switch a screen late in the game. LaQuinton Ross makes a three for Ohio State in Los Angeles. Arizona loses. Then, 2017, Arizona is dominating Xavier in the Sweet 16. That was the team that had Larry Markkanen. And then Xavier makes a late surge in the final 2 minutes to beat Arizona by 2 points. That's 8 times since 2011 that Arizona could have gotten to the Final Four and did not. Their fan base has been taken to the gates of hell. Bill, I would say it's anarchy, but I know it's not. It's just college basketball.
I love it, John. Unless you're an Arizona fan, and then I have deep sympathy for you, John Rothstein, here on the program. And look, like, I'm taking nothing away from Alabama. That is obviously a huge win against UNC, and it's kind of cool as a neutral, John, to see some of the chalk fall away. But the door to the Final Four is pretty wide open for both those programs. Looking forward a little bit, Clemson, Alabama. Do you see a distinct advantage for one of those two teams?
Well, I played earlier in the season. Clemson won the game in Tuscaloosa. It's another tremendous contrast in styles. Alabama wants to play at breakneck speed. Clemson wants to play at a slower pace. And I was fortunate enough to cover Clemson last week in Memphis when Clemson beat New Mexico and Baylor. And Baylor in the round of 64, Bill, had put up 92 points against Colgate and only got 64 against Clemson because the Tigers controlled the game from tip until finish. One of the main reasons why has been obviously the play of Chase Hunter, who has been a breakout star in the NCAA tournament. He was sensational again last night. And more I watched this Clemson team, and I saw him obviously twice in person last week in Memphis, it really reminds me of the styles that Rick Majerus used to play at Utah in the late 90s when he had those great teams with Doliak, with Van Horn, with Andre Miller. It's a similar style in terms of physicality, and it's a similar style in terms of discipline. Clemson never wavers from what it wants to accomplish. And, Bill, this isn't probably the made-for-TV matchup that a lot of people wanted. It might be if the game started with a kickoff instead of a tip-off. But this is part of what makes the NCAA tournament so special. On Saturday night, either Clemson or Alabama will be going to the Final Four for the first time ever.
John Rothstein just blew my mind because at that Clemson game, watching them dominate just defensively and physically, you're right, there was something in my brain. I watched those Utah teams. I loved those Utah teams. That is such a great – what a great call, John. All right, let me ask you a question that has a – I have a personal rooting interest here. It won't impact your answer, but I – UConn dominated San Diego State, and that they look – I mean – my God, they look so good so far in this tournament. But you know how this goes, John. When you're covering, especially the sport you cover, college basketball coaches are they're great when they're great. And many moons ago in my college basketball reporting days when I covered Kansas State and I got to know Huggy and I got to know Frank Martin, I got to know Brad Underwood, and I got to know Brad really well. And you root for the good guys in this business. I've been following this Illinois team. I'm rooting for this Illinois team. They are really interesting. I'm a fan of Brad as a coach and a person. But UConn looks so dominant. Can Illinois get to that level we've seen from UConn, or is that just a huge upset if the Fighting Illini find a way to win that game?
Well, let's look at the positives right now. Illinois unequivocally has the best wing tandem in college basketball with Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus Domask. Terrence Shannon Jr. has separated himself, and I wrote this today, as the best individual scorer remaining in the NCAA tournament. Since the start of the Big Ten tournament, he's averaging over 31 points per game. And to beat UConn, you have to be able to go over the top of UConn's defense with a face of five. Illinois has that in Coleman Hawkins. So the personnel for Illinois is suited to make it difficult for UConn, again, to come out and guard them. That's the positive. Here's the negative. Illinois has to win a road game to get to the Final Four. The TD Garden in Boston is 84 miles from Campbell Pavilion. And we're looking at a UConn team right now that has won its last eight NCAA tournament games by an average of 22.9 points per game. And for all that UConn has accomplished in its storied legacy and history under Jim Calhoun, five national titles, six Final Fours, a whopping 19 Big East regular season and tournament titles combined, UConn has never been to the Final Four in back-to-back seasons. The Huskies are playing for a piece of history. It would be an incredible upset for Illinois to go to Boston and beat UConn, considering how well the Huskies are playing. But remember, we have seen teams with regional advantages lose games in this type of a setting. I'll give you two examples. In Boston 12 years ago, Syracuse was the number two team in the country behind Kentucky in 2012, lost Fab Melo before the start of the NCAA tournament, and lost to Jared Sullinger, Aaron Kraft, and Ohio State in the East Regional Final in Boston. And remember, 7 years ago in Kansas City, Frank Mason in Kansas played in Kansas City in a regional final, but came up short against Tyler Dorsey in Oregon. It's possible, and logically, I wouldn't predict it, but Bill, you know as well as I do, logic does not exist in college basketball.
All right, so I'm going to root for Illinois, but I won't put – I like – and I'm not a neutral in that game, but as a neutral, I obviously like watching Cinderella's dance at the ball as far as they can. I like watching the big dogs go down. I just think the drama's fun. So if I'm rooting for that, is there either the Zags tonight or – maybe Houston. Those are both obviously really good teams against Purdue and against Duke, respectively. Do you see a scenario where one of those big dogs can lose and go down in the madness of March?
If you're asking me my picks tonight, I've got Houston, Marquette, Purdue, and Creighton. These are the storylines tonight. Houston, Duke. We've got the toughest team in college basketball against probably the most highly recruited team in college basketball. Kelvin Sampson, when he went to the Final Four in 2002 with Oklahoma, was coming of age as a coach. John Shire was 14 years old at that time. Tonight, the two go head-to-head. NC State is the darling of the NCAA tournament. 17-14 at the end of the regular season. The Wolfpack have won seven consecutive games. But when you have a team like NC State that is constantly pressuring the opponent, it can be sometimes a disadvantage if you bring that pressure against a team that has multiple ball handlers. Marquette has two of the best in Cam Jones and Tyler Kolek. And also Oso Igodoro is a player on Marquette that Shaka Smart has openly made into a point center. So Marquette, to me, is tailor-made to handle this pressure. I like Shaka Smart and the Golden Eagles. Purdue and Gonzaga. Purdue is two wins away from immortality. Purdue is two wins away from exercising the demons from last year against Fairleigh Dickinson, which was the biggest upset in the history of the NCAA tournament, and 2 years ago against St. Peter's. The Boilers are 2-0 against Gonzaga in the last two seasons. I don't think that changes tonight. Now, here's where things get interesting. Tennessee has averaged over 24 wins per season in the last 7 years under Rick Barnes. But the Vols have never gotten past the Sweet 16 under Rick Barnes. This has been the round where Tennessee has really struggled. Remember, last year Tennessee lost to Florida Atlantic without Zakai Ziegler. This is what I'm concerned with. Tennessee really struggled to score against Texas, only got 62. The starting backcourt for Tennessee, Santiago Vescovi and Zakai Ziegler, is only 8 of 27 from the field in the NCAA tournament. And you know as well as I do, Ryan Kalkbrenner for Creighton is the three-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, and he's almost like a hockey goalie who's on a hot streak. With the way Ben, he can not only, Bill, with the way Bill, he can only not only protect the front of the rim, but also be in a situation where he can defend without fouling, Bill. That is an art, to be able to protect things at the rim without fouling. So I, Bill, am going to take Creighton over Tennessee, setting up on the right side of your bracket, Houston, Marquette, and also Purdue against Creighton.
I love it. John Rothstein here on the show, breaking it down for us. John, let me ask you a big picture question. I know we're in the granular of the tournament, but every year when I'm watching this thing, I'm just reminded of how much upperclassmen matter and how much team chemistry matters and how much, even though we focus on individual talents, and that's a big part of the sport, and obviously a lot of those are young guys that have huge NBA futures and maybe don't stick around as long, that the ability for a coach to really mold a team in practice and have guys together and go through some battles, that transfers to this time of year. That's even harder now, obviously, with NIL/transfer portal realities. Is there a new calculus or a new approach to the old calculus for how guys have to build their teams and build their programs to be talked about by John Rothstein this time of year?
Look, Phil, I said this last night on our show, and I think it's really, really, you know, something that's become a fact with, obviously, the COVID additional year of eligibility. Look at the NCAA tournament right now and look at the players who are having big-time years. COVID seniors. These are the COVID seniors who are in their fifth year of eligibility that are performing for the teams we've seen the past couple of nights. You ready?
Hit me.
Terrence Shannon Jr., Marcus Domask, Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer. These guys are all COVID seniors who came back to use an additional year of eligibility. It is no secret that you have to be old in college basketball to have success, and you have to have certain principles ingrained. And another one we are going to see tonight in Baylor Shireman at Creighton, who has had an All-American type season. Who will he be playing tonight? Dalton Connect, a fifth-year player who a year ago was at Northern Colorado. He comes to Tennessee. He has transcended Tennessee's ceiling because of his offense. And then you look elsewhere around the other bracket tonight. Let's look at NC State. Breakthrough run. What's DJ Burns? He's a COVID senior. What's Casey Morcell? He's a COVID senior. None of this is a coincidence. None of this is an accident. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Until the clock sets back to normal with recruiting, you need to recruit productive COVID seniors with the same fervor that you recruit five-star prospects. San Diego State went to the national title game last year. It had a slew of players who were using their extra year of eligibility.
That is such a great insight. John Rothstein here on the show. I'm Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio. John, let's close here. Give me how you think this thing finishes off, Final Four and beyond. What are we looking at?
Sticking with Connecticut out of the East, I'm going to stick with Houston and Purdue on the right side of your bracket, and then I'm going to go with Clemson out of the West.
Love that. And if you're going to crown a likely national champion, or is UConn the pick, or do you see something else playing out?
I am still hoping we have a clash of the Titans with UConn and Purdue in the national title game, clinging against Donovan clinging against Zach Edey, you know, 7-2 against 7-4 in the middle, a throwback to the mid-1990s. That'll feel like The Undertaker against Kane in WrestleMania 14.
John, dude, hey, man, love the insight. That was incredible. Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. And thanks for making us all a bunch smarter.
Bill, awesome to finally connect with you, man. Love the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.